Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Talk Radio and our thrilling, chilling, spilling episode, 5:30 to 6 every Monday. Be here, be wherever, but join the talk, hot talk, 516-666-9990. Bust in with anything you got to say. I'm sure it's important. We're going to first start out with a couple shout-outs to my boys down there in Florida. If you're listening, get the ring on, brother. Call up. Interested to hear what you got to say. Well, we got a long show here tonight and a very interesting show. World Series talk, Steeler talk, Bucko talk. Bring it. And I got a phone call right now. Let me go to it immediately. Hey, you're on God's Talk Radio.
Guys, man, it's the Will Dog. What's going on?
Will Dog from Columbus. What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you. So I'm watching the World Series last night, all right?
Right, right.
And fourth inning, Indians are up 1-0. So you see a momentum shift when Chris Bryant leads off, hits a homer, right? And the next guy up, Rizzo bangs a double but almost hit it out. Now, at that point, you know your pitcher's in trouble. So Frank Cohn made a decision, from what I understand. He said, I'm not going to the pen until the fifth inning, no matter what. I think it was a mistake because I think that when your pitcher's in that kind of trouble, you basically end the series right there. Why extend it? You know, you've seen what Madden did, and I give him kudos. He brought in Chapman in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Do you go to the bullpen to see about securing the World Series championship right then and there, knowing that your pitcher's in trouble?
Well, Paul's friend, nobody knows his pitcher better than he does, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who was available at that time. I guess everybody's available at that time. It's a World Series. That was his decision, so he stuck with it. So, they lost. But I don't know who he was going to bring in there. Other guy pitched the night before, their ace, their bullpen guy. What's his name?
Oh, I can't remember. I know you're talking
Miller?
About
Miller. I think it's Miller.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Andrew Miller?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, he brought him in at the game before, just like Chapman. I doubt if you'll see – you might see Chapman. At this stage of the game, this end of the season like this, I don't care if your arm's falling off, you know?
Exactly.
You got to pitch. I don't care. Hey, you ain't like the Pirates on here. Oh, he got a sore arm. He can't throw for another 45 days, you know?
Uh-huh.
You're pitching. You got an arm in a sling, get it out of it. You're pitching.
Exactly. And I got, like I said, Gosman, I understand, it's a chess match, you know? So, you know, you're not going to tax the bullpen early on. You know, you got the last two coming back to Cleveland. You got a lot of things in your favor. But at the end of the day, you know, if you can take it, I say you jump all over it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got two in Cleveland, right? If it goes that far. So tomorrow they're pitching, what's that kid's name?
So they got, I know, Arrieta's on the docket.
Well, Kluber will go seven if it goes seven. I'll bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He already said Kluber is he's pitcher game seven if it goes seven. Let me see now. I'll tell you right now. So it's Arrieta and Tomlin.
That's it, Tomlin. Yeah. Yeah. Not Mike Tomlin. Not the Steeler coach. But Arrieta and his Tomlin. It ought to be a good matchup. They had trouble with Arrieta.
Yeah.
Indians. Yeah.
I was surprised. I was surprised Madden didn't flip the rotation and throw Arrieta yesterday because they did have trouble with him.
Yeah, right. So if they bring back Arrieta tonight, who are they going to – they're going to bring back that Lackey for the seventh game? Or no, they'll bring back that other kid.
Hendricks.
Hendricks, yeah. Yeah. So I think it's going seven, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going seven. I hope it does. It'll be interesting. Believe me, I hope the Cubs lose because I'm sick of them jumping up and down. I'm sick of Lackey. I'm sick of Madden. I'm sick of all that arrogant Cub garbage you hear. So I hope Cleveland wins. That's my team. That's who I'm picking. Not that I love Cleveland. I'd rather see them win than these jerks from Chicago.
Well, I got to. I mean, I think the momentum is really, or at least the probability of a series victory is definitely in their favor. When you're bringing it back home, you know, you got the fans involved. You really can't put any weight, that much weight on it. I mean, it makes it a little bit easier on the home team. But, you know, at the end of the day, I really think, you got your back in Cleveland. You got Kluber pitching. Your, guy's probably, best pitcher Major League Baseball right now, coming in game seven. So, I don't know. It's just going to be an interesting matchup because I think the Cubs had a hard time with Tomlin too.
Yeah. Hey, give us an update on that Captain Willie's beer going online next year or what?
Yeah, we're making moves, We're making moves like the Pirates. Yeah. That's a bad analogy.
Yeah, right. They might be making moves. They're not making good moves.
But what do you think, Oz? Do you think, you're Huntington. You trade McCutchen straight up for Cologne? 48-year-old pitcher? Straight up?
Don't be shocked if they don't. I heard they're interested. Very interested in Cologne. I heard five prospects, Bell, McCutchen, and Harrison for Cologne.
You're kidding me.
Five
Holy
prospects,
cow.
Bell, Harrison, and McCutchen for Cologne. Yep.
Well, here's what I heard, and rumor has it on the street at this point right now. They want a package deal, all right? They want to package McCutchen, and they want to package Kang. They want to bring Bartolo Colon over, and I heard they're going to re-sign John Wehner, league minimum, put him on third base.
Here's what I heard. Steve Blass is making a comeback from the booth, okay? He's going to be your new number one starter after they trade Cole for to Shara, which he's gonna, Shara's gonna retire. So, that'll be a good trade, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Straight up, definitely fair. I heard Tekalvi's coming back in the bullpen. So, he's gonna be the closer.
Tekalvi. Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I heard Stan Sabin might pitch too. He might get down there and get in the rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're already on the show. They're already getting paid.
Well, you know who they're going to – their number 1-2 starter, Blass and Bob Walk.
I'll tell you what, guys, man. I think you brought up a really good point. We were talking offline, off the radio, brought up a really good point yesterday about how Cleveland wins this. How bad Huntington is going to look.
Oh, he's going to look real bad. He got the voodoo dolls out right now. Punching needles in Cleveland right now. Believe me, he hopes they don't win. This is going to make him look real bad.
Yeah, and you got the Royals, who their payroll isn't that much larger than the Pirates. The Indians, whose payroll isn't much larger than the Pirates. And these guys have put together World Series ball clubs,
And they don't even have two of their starters. They're out. Salazar and another kid's out. Two of their starters.
That's right. That's right.
So imagine if they had those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their lineup isn't that potent. I mean, they got one guy hitting that Linder kid at shortstop. That is the real deal there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rest of their lineup ain't, no big 30, 40 home run guys. Pitching wins ball games, man. Pitching wins. What do we got? Good.
No, we don't have anyone. I mean, at this point, you figure when we were in contention, we got to that wild card spot, You had A.J. Burnett, kind of your anchor. You know, they had just brought up Cole. He was showing good promise. Francisco Liriano was he was lights out then, you know. You know, you had a pretty nice little rotation. Jeff Law kind of found a rhythm there midway through the season, but fell apart half, you know, the latter half. But, you know, he inconsistent, but not terrible. You know, you had a pretty good rotation going on. You know, the bullpen was impeccable.
Yeah, right.
I think the bullpen
for a couple prospects and or no money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got rid of him, and you got that Ribeiro and some other guy that say he's going to be good in 4 or 5 years. That's all you hear. Prospect. He'll be good in 4 or 5 years. Really? I mean, people around here have been waiting 50 years since 79. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all you hear. Oh, we got a prospect. He's going to be down the road. He's going to be good. What, 5 years? Okay. Then they never pan out. But that's the same old crap.
It is. You know, it's the same old crap. You know, they let go some. You know, they had some pretty good pitchers in their grasp. They let them go. They didn't come through with a salary. You know, not only that, but they never really solidified the infield. You know, they've always had problems at the corners. First base, third base. And, you know, I thought you brought it up earlier in another session of the show. You said one of the worst trades in the history of Major League Baseball could have been Neil Walker for, I can't even remember his name. That's John Neese.
Yeah. Right. Yep. I know it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, hey, World Dog, I got another caller on the line and, keep listening, buddy.
Hey, you got it, Gosman. Great show. Appreciate you taking a call. Love the insight. Love the information. And keep it going, man.
All right, brother. I'll be talking to you.
Sounds good.
All right, Wild Dog. That's Wild Dog from Columbus. We got another caller on the line. Let's catch it. Hey, welcome to Gos Talk. Who we got here?
Hello, it's Dustin. What's going on?
Austin from Davenport. What's up?
Not too much. I was just looking. I heard all the stuff you said about the Indians and Cubs. I do think it's going to 7, but I was calling today to talk about the NFL trade deadline. Is there anything? I saw Jamie Collins was shipped off to Cleveland from New England.
How about that?
For a third. How about that? Third, possibly a fourth round pick. I guess he was getting into it with that Patricia, because I guess he's been benched. He was only on the field 40 or 70 snaps, something like that. So I was shocked by the move, because he's a my question is, what's the angle for Cleveland? He's a free agent, I think, after this season. They're 0-7. What's their angle? I don't see him keeping him.
Well,
you?
They have a ton of cap space. Ton of cap space. Okay? And I heard this guy wanted a ton of money, and they couldn't come to agreement on terms with the money deal. And I guess he was having a run-in with his defensive coordinator up there. So Belichick probably figured, you know what? Let's get rid of him. He's a good ball player, too. Good ball. I knew they wouldn't trade him to the Steelers, because that ain't going to happen. But Cleveland got a lot of cap space if they want to keep this guy. So, you know, they can afford him. He's a good ball
player. He's definitely a good ball player. I just didn't know. I didn't know if they had a cap space or not to keep him. I guess that's a good move for them if they're trying to, you know, show him, you know, the ropes and offer him reel him in with a big payday. I guess that's what he wants, because he already has. He already has a Super Bowl ring, so he'll probably be happy with that.
How would you feel going to a team, if you were Collins, you're 7-1, and you're going to a team that's 0-8, has no chance of winning. The only chance they got of winning one game is probably against the Steelers. Okay? That's the only chance they got of winning one game. I wouldn't doubt the Steelers go up there and lay an egg. Okay? So you're him, and you know Belichick just drove that spike right into his back. Say, here, you want it? Nah, you got it. We're sending you to Cleveland. Bye. See ya. How about that? How about?
Is he, I guess his mindset on it, the only thing he could view is since he has a Super Bowl ring, you know, just take the payday and that's it. Like, you're not going to see the playoffs again or anything like that. But, I mean.
Of course, he can play out his, you know, his year up there and go free agent and probably never sign him. So he can go, whoever picks him up, probably the Cowboys or how about that Dak Prescott? Does that make me sick or what? Oh, oh my God.
Well, I was watching the game. I was watching because I got home from work and I was watching the final, you know, come down to the wire. And I'm watching him and he's, you know, getting them down the field. And Elliott's running over people. Those two are going to be a dynamic duo for the next 10 years, decade. It's going to be Dak, Elliott. 1-2.
Yeah, well, at least five.
Yeah, because running backs, they don't last. Well, Dak, I could see him, you know, maybe like 6 or 7 years, and Elliott, 4 or 5. But, I mean.
I heard Elliott's been suspended for domestic violence now.
Was that just reported today?
Yeah, there's a chance.
There's a chance.
I don't know.
That's not good.
When they got that Prescott, I said that's Steelers missed a boat on that one.
A lot of teams missed on that one. I mean.
Oh yeah. Yep.
It's amazing. That's a Russell Wilson type player right there. He's gonna find you a way to win the game. It was funny because a week ago they had Dak saying about how it's Romo's team and how, you know, he's going to be the starter. And I can't wait to see it. There's no reason Dak should come off, you know, be benched. And if,
well, you know,
if
when they
Jerry
said Romo eligible, come off when they play the Steelers. 2 weeks. That's when Romo's eligible to come off the injured reserve.
There's no way that you could – if you pull Dak, I mean, he's doing well. Like, I don't – Jerry Jones, I mean, if he makes a move, that's crazy on his part because you're messing with the rookie, his confidence of, you know, he's going out and playing every Sunday and his rhythm and his – I'd say you just roll with him and, you know, and unless he got hurt, I wouldn't. You already rushed him back.
Yeah, I don't think he's that dumb to pull Dak Prescott.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
I remember we were talking last week about why the NFL ratings are down. Here's my opinion. Officiating stinks. It's terrible. There's almost a flag on every play. And when there's not, you can bet the next play there's going to be two. Holding or pass interference or hands to the face or some crap rule that they've come up with that somebody broke. And after every play, big play, there's either a holding call or there's a pass interference call. And it's getting old, and I'm sick of it. And I don't even – if it's not a Steeler game, and I'm getting sick of them too, I hardly even watch it.
Yeah.
Like the Dallas.
The point.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the Dallas game last night I watched like a half, okay? But usually I would stay up and watch the whole game, or even on a Sunday afternoon I'd watch his game. I don't watch none of them. I did turn on the red zone, and it's funny because the red zone you can see four different games. Well, you should see the flags fly in those games. It's ridiculous. You can watch four games at once. What they're doing in the red zone? There's flags all over.
Yeah.
They throw holding this. That's, I don't know. It's getting old, and I think people are sick of it. And I think that's why one of the reasons the ratings are down. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think too. There's not a lot of good teams. Like normally, years ago, I would be glued on Sunday from the 1 o'clock to the 4 o'clock to the 8 o'clock. Right now, there's not enough good teams. Like tonight, Chicago versus Minnesota. Am I going to waste my time to watch Chicago and Jay Cutler throw picks and fumble? I'm not going to waste my time.
Right.
But there's just not enough good teams right now. There's only a select few that are really good that are worth watching. Indy's a disgrace. They used to, you know, like a couple years ago when Indy was really good, when you had Luck, when you had Peyton Manning, you had Tom Brady, you had Aaron Rodgers, you had so many people, Drew Brees. I mean, the Saints, they're not the same. You had so many talented teams that almost every game was worth watching. But right now, there's just so many bad teams out there that it's just not the same right now. I don't, the 1 o'clock yesterday, the only game I watched because I was at work was a little of the, I watched the last minute of the Dallas game. I watched him throw, tie it up and then them win it to Jason Witten. I got to see both touchdowns, the most important part. But normally, like I said, years past, even when I was off on Sundays, I'd find something else to do because most of the, unless it's like a big matchup, I'm not, especially around here, showing Tampa Bay and Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville is a disgrace. Tampa Bay, that's funny. That's a good laugh. I mean, they blew it versus Oakland, I heard, because a lot of the people at work like Tampa Bay. And it just makes me laugh because they're still real young and they have no defense. They could score points, but no defense. How are you going to win?
Yeah. Well, hey, I want to thank you for that cigar you sent up. And congrats
no
on the
problem.
New job. I heard you got a new job. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the cigar.
I will do that. I'll probably enjoy it if Pittsburgh wins on Sunday, but I doubt that.
Who do they play?
Baltimore. At Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore. Well, the thing that really stinks is that Baltimore has been in such a slump, and now they just had the bye week, so they're going to be rested. And because Baltimore, Cincinnati lost again to the Redskins, so that division is so wide open.
They tied that game.
Oh, it was tied. They should have lost.
Yeah. But I don't see the Steelers going into Baltimore. But I don't see the Steelers winning, I think, 7 games. I'm really down on this team. Miami game and that with Landry Jones in there, I don't see them winning too many games.
I'm if the Steelers – it all depends how long it's been out. Because I'm still picking Pittsburgh-New England AFC championship game. Because I think AFC-wise, I think Denver would be hard to beat. But if Pittsburgh could just hang on and win somehow, you know, hang on there, hang on to your hat. I mean, the Baltimore game, no, I don't see them winning in Baltimore. But they got to somehow hang on. I know, like you said, you got Dallas the following week. So their schedule is really tough. But if they could somehow make it, I could see them going as far as the AFC Championship game and playing New England.
Well,
I
hope they don't have any away games away there because they'll lose.
Yeah, away games will be tough.
Yeah, that's their, Achilles heel there for them. They can't beat anybody on the road, it seems. Well, they beat the Redskins first game, but to play like that against Miami and play like that, I can see the Eagles have got a good team. Eagles got a damn good team there.
Well, Miami goes in spurts, though. Every year there's games where Miami starts off slow, and then there's that one year where they almost – they're, like, destined for 8-8. They start off slow, get hot in the middle. It's just a wrong week, I guess, to play them because the following week they beat Buffalo. Not that Buffalo is the best team, but – Miami is like 3-4 now after starting off, 0-3 they had a really bad start. Miami did. I remember they lost to Seattle. They lost again. So, I mean, they're hot right now, but then they'll cool off because they always do. They'll finish 8-8, 7-9. That's what they're always destined for. But I think for Pittsburgh, these games will, like you said, if they could just learn to play a little on the road, because at home I still think they'll win their game. I mean, it's going to be a challenge with Landry, but when you have D'Angelo Williams and Le'Veon Bell, I'm expecting those guys to take the bulk of, you know, the pressure off Landry. I'd run the ball a lot because you got the two best backs. But when you got to, you know, 20, when like Ben's rookie season, let him throw 25 times. Don't put the ball in his hands unless you truly have to, unless you're down 21 points and okay, start firing away.
Yeah.
I'd play keep away because your defense is still really young, struggling a little, like on the road. I try to control the clock and ground and pound and hope for the best. Low scores.
Yep, that's recipe for a win if you can do it.
Yeah,
but,
we'll see if they,
thanks for calling in, brother.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks for calling in and keep me posted on that new job of yours, see what's going on.
All right. Sounds good.
You were looking for that one, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, congrats, brother, and thanks for calling, and I'll be talking to you soon.
I enjoyed the show. Right. Enjoy your cigar. Bye-bye.
I will. Thank you very much. All right. That's Dustin from Davenport. There he goes. Guy knows his sports, man. Guy knows his sports. I want to thank Will Dogg and Dustin for calling in. And if you got an opinion on something, give me a buzz. 516-666-9990 while we're still live here. We've got a couple minutes left. And like I was telling Dustin, I'm not too crazy about Steelers anymore. It was Ben, Don, and who knows when he's coming back. And they just played like dogs against Miami. They lackluster. You want to fire Tomlin? You know what? I used to stick up for the guy. I think he's still a good coach, but I don't care. Just who do you want in there? Who do you want to coach your team? Tell me. I'm sort of sick of hearing it, so I hope the Steelers do fire him and hire that guy from Wiesen Hunt or one of these stiffs from another team that can't win. Teach these bums around here a lesson. But, yeah, they got all the – and I heard Narduzzi, they're ripping Narduzzi now from Pitt. They want him out of here because he was ranting and raving on the sideline, which he did get carried away throwing his headphones and running up and down like a maniac. But I think Pitt's close to being a good team. They're a D-back away from being undefeated. They've been in every ball game. That team has been in every ball game. Some of these idiots around here want the guy fired. He's only been here 2 years. Let the guy recruit a class or two or three or four. Let him build something. You got a revolving door here. You can't keep getting rid of coaches. I know Pittsburgh, everybody wants a championship every year around here because they're spoiled little brats. Oh, Super Bowl. We're not going to win a Super Bowl. Guess what? You may never win another Super Bowl. And I know we're not going to win another World Series because we got the worst owner in baseball, Huntington. It's terrible. Stinks. Bad. Ridiculous. You don't want to win. People in the seats, they're going to make some money, make a profit, and the people go down and watch. They went from 98 to 78 wins. Are you kidding me? Next year could be 68, maybe 58. Keep flocking to see them. They're not going to win. The only team around here that has a chance of winning is Penguins. They go out and they do it. They bring in people that can win. They bring in players. I know they just come off a championship and everything, and I'm pretty high on them, but how can you not be? They're not even playing their best hockey, and they're 6-2 or something like that. I mean, they get the real deal there. Sid's back. What's his name? Malkin? But listen, it's been another thrilling day, and we'll see you next week. Call me Monday, 5:30. Bye.